Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, tonight. Are we ready for a move? I'm ready for a move. I'm ready for the move of God. Well, I'm Angela Joy. I'm here tonight again. You've had me for the month of July to host the Sunday night show. Honor and a privilege always to pray with God's people. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. I am doing well. Let me tell you guys, I went through last Sunday night, you know, I think my air was out, and I had gotten information that it might be like 5 or 6 days. So I was sitting in here working from home in almost 100 degree temperatures for 3 days. Well, I didn't work Sunday, but Monday and Tuesday. It was off Sunday as well, and I'm telling you all, I'm going to tell you, God hears your prayer. Don't ever think that God doesn't hear your prayer, because he does. And so it was really, really hot, and you know what? I'm not going to lie to you all. It was so hot, you know, like about 100 degrees in the house, and I was working from home, and it's like a little computer area. You know, I had like a little noisy. It was kind of hard sometimes to hear the members or the customers on the phone. And I'm telling you guys, I took a break. You know, I have a home warranty company, and I've been dealing with them, and they were trying to get someone out. And because I live in a rural area, they don't have a whole lot of contractors to choose from, or they don't have them. And so basically the contractor that they were going to use for me, he was not available, they said, until Friday. Well, here it was Monday. And I'm sitting in the house in almost a 100-degree temperature, and I'm thinking, God, okay. By Tuesday, let me tell you, I had a little talk with Jesus. I went outside, and I was sitting outside, and I'm not going to lie, guys, felt like, man, God, do you see me? Have I been, like, forgotten? Because I'm sitting here, and it's getting hotter by the day, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, you know, God, do you see me? I know you do. And I tell you all, from about a few minutes after I said that to the Lord or thinking those thoughts, my phone rang. And it was the contractor that they said was not going to be at my house until Friday. There it was Tuesday. That was the third day. Don't you know things happen on the third day? Going toward the end of the third day, and I'm sitting out there on my dinner break, and I'm thinking, okay, God, I need you. I'm not going to be able to continue to work in this environment, and I need to work. And I'm telling you guys, within a few minutes, my phone rang, and I was like, I had a pastor and his wife friends, they had suggested some people that I call as well, and they weren't available. So he called, and I'm thinking, I said, oh, are you the one that was, recommended by, you know, the pastor? He's like, no, I'm with, you know, this company that you have your warranty with. And I'm thinking, okay. He said, I said, well, they told me you weren't going to be available till Friday. He says, well, I don't know why they told you that. He says, I'm in the town right next to you. Now, mind you guys, it's about 8:45. I'm about to come off my dinner break. I'm sitting outside, and it's 8:45, and he said, I am in a town over from you. I'm finishing up. It'll take me about 40 minutes at least to get there. Do you want me to come tonight, or do you want to wait? I was like, no. I didn't have to give that any thought. No, come tonight. So here I was. I was like, I'm telling you people, the prayers barely left my lips when that phone rang. God hears us. I mean, I was almost in tears because I was like, I can't work in that environment. Even with the three fans, I come out of that area where I'm in, and it's like, I mean, and even the guy who came to fix the air conditioning system, he walked in, and he went, woo! You know, it was like, he's used to this, and he was like, man, it's hot in here. I was like, it was like an oven, guys. I had used the air fryer because I dare not turn on the oven. And I went out, when I came from outside, inside the house, the smell, you know, of something cooking, it just reminded me of walking me as a live a person walking into an oven. That's just how hot it was. And so when he came, he was like, whoa, you know. But it just shows you that, I mean, I was like, okay, God, I need you to move. I need to move. I need you to show yourself real and mighty in this situation because I can't stay in this environment much longer, you know, and trapped at a computer for 8 hours in almost 100-degree temperatures. I can't do it. And immediately the phone rang. And he came in here, and it wasn't even anything major. So now, you know, I'm going to try to have my son, you know, who's here, you know, check at least every few months to see. It was like the drip pan up in the attic, and they had put a sensor in it because the last time the sensor had broken and water, as it was leaking out of the drip pan, it was leaking down through the ceiling of the house, and so they put a sensor in there so that when it got to a certain area, it would shut the whole system down, and that's what had happened. So he ended up taking out 3 gallons of water and was gone, and it was 10 o'clock at night when he arrived. But you know what? I was trusting God because I know God had answered my prayer. God hears you. Expect a move in your situation. Expect God to show up miraculously in your situation. Expect God to show up and show out in your situation. Expect God to be the rescuer from you, for you, from your situation. Expect it. Because I'm telling you, and I know God, I believe he allows us to go through different things so that, you know, we can see his power. We can understand that how faith works. We can see, I mean, I didn't die. You know, I was a little hot. You know, I felt like I was cooking, being cooked, so to speak. But I didn't die. And right in the moment of me releasing that out of my mouth, where I was like, I need to see you, God. Immediately the phone rang, was on the way. Release it tonight, people, and expect God to be right there. Help is on the way. So that's how I'm feeling tonight. I'm feeling relieved. That happened on Tuesday, so I kind of sailed through the rest of the week, you know, and appreciating air a whole lot more than I had previously. I mean, praise God. I was like, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I just needed to share that. I wanted you to send an atmosphere of expecting God to move. He sees us. He knows our situation. He knows all about us. Hallelujah. So welcome again tonight to Prophetic Grace Network. And if you're listening by internet, you can call in at 319-527-0271. And that'll put you in the prayer queue for me to see that you have a hand raised. I'm going to try to move quickly tonight. I've got an early rise in the morning. I lost track of the month of July. I told Prophet Randy I would do the month of July. And for some reason, I thought last weekend was the end of the month of Sundays in July. And so I didn't realize tonight was, but I wasn't going to miss an opportunity to come on here and pray with you tonight. And it's July the 31st, 2022. We are moving on through this year. So anyway, 319-527-6027, press 1. If you want to text just to say something or let me know you're there, you have a prayer request, just go ahead and text 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. Well, I'm glad to be here with you tonight. And as we, you know, as I was sharing that situation, you know, I just was mindful of something. I went to church today, and it was an awesome message. And I'm going to share just a little bit of that with you all in just the, well, maybe I'll go ahead and talk about it now just a little bit. So at services today, I was kind of, you know, like, you know, feeling that, you know, after I'd gone through the situation with the air and I saw God just move into that and do some stuff and answer my call for help, you know, I thought about, you know, David and all the situations that he'd been in. So interestingly enough, that was a word that was delivered today. And, you know, you can, I'll let you all just check it out on your own in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and 23. And it's basically, you know, talking about when David was on the run from Saul. And, you know, he was in fear for his life. And, you know, I heard a few things this week that kind of jarred some things about his situation, you know, in relation to some things that we go through. You know, people, you never know when people, the reason they treat you the way they treat you. You know, you'll have someone that's close to you and, you know, they're all for you, and next thing you know, they're against you. You look at David and Saul. You know, David came and he played the harp for Saul to drive out the spirits that were harassing him. And through the years, a relationship was developed, you know, with he and Saul's son, and, you know, they were friends, Jonathan, and, you know, and Saul was, you know, oh, Jonathan, oh, David. And then when he got wind or knew that he was in line to be his successor, his whole attitude toward David changed. How many know that people's attitudes can sometimes change toward you when they see God moving in your life? Huh. You know, we're thinking about dealing with spirits of envy and jealousy. Open the door is contention and strife. The doors are open to those things. So you had that welling up, you know, in Saul. And here David, really innocently thinking, you know, how can this be, you know, this man that, you know, what have I done to the point where he wants to kill me? You know, jealousy is rooted in the spirit of murder. You know, you think about Cain and Abel, and you think about how, you know, Cain rose up against Abel and killed him. Why? It was jealousy. Murder. He murdered his brother. Why? Because he saw something in his brother that he didn't have. He could have had it, but because he chose another way, he didn't like it. And he didn't like it. He killed him, you know. And I often read the like to take a look at that part of the scripture in Genesis where God is having this conversation with Cain. And you, I'm thinking to myself, Cain got smart with God. I think he said something along the lines like, you know, am I my brother's keeper or something? He got smart. He got a little smart mouth with God. I'm thinking, man, you know, that's really something. And so I'm looking at this relationship between Saul and David, you know, and how David ministered to Saul. How he had no tension against Saul, but Saul in his heart grew to hate David to the point that he wanted to murder him, and he attempted to do it. So David in, you know, 2 Samuel 22 and 23, he's on the run for his life. Don't you know sometimes you got to move out of the way or people who don't like you or are jealous and you don't even know, they may want to hurt you. So he was on the run for his life. And I was, it talks about, in, I think it's in chapter 23, it's talking about a stronghold. And so this is, and that was referred to as the cave of Adullam, where he ended up hiding in the men that he had with him that were his assisting David. And so, let's see, stronghold, what is that? Stronghold is a place that has been fortified so as to protect against attack. My. A place that has been fortified so as to protect against attack. We need to, at times, go into that place, that fortified place, that secret place, Psalms 91 place, when the enemy's coming after you, when you, sometimes you don't even have a clue. I was thinking about that today. I had some friends that I'd known from middle school, and we kind of separated from each other later on in life after, you know, I had gotten married, she'd gotten married, and her husband was in the military, and she traveled some places and lost track of her. And so moving to Georgia, I reconnected somehow. I can't remember now exactly how we reconnected. And I was listening to someone also today mentioning about, you know, how people will move away from you sometimes when they see things in you that just they just don't want to be a part of. And even it could be God. I mean, I'm talking about someone who said, oh, they love the Lord and, you know, they're doing some Bible studies and, you know, they're doing some stuff, you know. But, you know, to just separate herself from me because of my views on the vaccine. You know, she wanted to tell me her views on the vaccine. So I shared my views on the vaccine and I equated it to the Word of God and some things that I felt the Lord was speaking to me. And she immediately cut ties. Why? Because I guess the God that I was talking about was one that she didn't want to discuss, or she didn't think God was involved at all in what was going on with that. So she cut herself away from me. And then sometimes I look at it as people, they are threatened by your place in God. You know, Saul was threatened by David's relationship with God. I kind of felt that was a little bit what was going on with me. You know, and you're thinking, is that not, like, strange? This person who says they know God, they're doing Bible studies and seeking out the Lord and all of this. But then it's almost like you're upset about my relationship. It seems like you're kind of threatened by my relationship with God. That's kind of what was going on with David and Saul. Saul was threatened by David's relationship with God. People, there are some strange things that go on. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I just feel led to say that. There are some things that are going on that you don't even need to, because I dismissed it. I said, well, that's that, you know. Sometimes it's like, you know, people want to say, you just got too much God. You know, how can you have too much God, you know? But just realize in this season you may see something, some strange stuff. It might look pretty strange, but you just got to keep on moving with God. In spite of the situation with Saul, I mean, David even had an opportunity to harm Saul. He could have killed Saul. He even showed, he cut off a piece of Saul's garment while he was in the cave, and Saul didn't even know he was in there with them. And he showed it to him. You know, hey, I could have done you harm. You know, there'll be people that will be with you, think they're with you, but they're not with you at all because they are threatened by your relationship with God. They're intimidated by your relationship with God. Does that sound like the body of Christ? I say not. But we're in a season where you're going to, God is going to begin to reveal to you who people really are. He's going to allow situations and circumstances and not to focus in on people, but to be aware that everyone who is saying, as the word says, Lord, Lord, is it the same God that you're serving? Or are they operating in a manner that's not exemplifying Christ? You know, operating in envy and jealousy, that doesn't represent Christ. You know, at the end of it all, Saul ended up taking his own life, you know? He ended up taking his own life, and there was so much going on in him. So much going on in him. But he took his own life, and of course we know David went on to be king. You know, don't worry about what people try to do to you. Don't worry about how they treat you. Don't change your views concerning the word of God so that you can have people in your corner. Maybe those people just don't need to be in your corner. And maybe that's what God is trying to tell you. Be who God has called you to be. Walk according to the way God has called you to walk. And God will handle your enemies. So tonight, we're going to expect a move of God. We're going to expect God to be glorified and honored. We're going to trust in the word of God. And we're going to continue to believe in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what the enemy is trying to do. God is still going to be God. And we're still going to trust him. Hallelujah. So I'm going to play this song, and we're going to start taking calls. We're going to move right on in here tonight. Like I said, I got a little early rise tomorrow. And I just want to thank you tonight. So let's pray. And, well, we'll pray. We'll pray this, play this song first. Come back and pray, and we're going to start taking calls. So God bless, and hang in there. God's got you.
All the saints and angels, they bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before.
and honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, well, here we go, and we're starting out with our first call. And let's see, let's go to 469-553. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
Hello, woman of God. God bless you. This is Barbara from Texas.
Hi, Barbara. You got on early.
Yes.
What now?
I finished everything, and I tell you that word about Cain and Abel and Timothy and Genesis, and you talking about the jealousies and people change when they see you and what you do for God, and you pray for all the cases. And yesterday I had over 5 or 6 cases that everybody was boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, oh, my God, and one was a 911. And I tell you, it was everything you talked about today. That word was for me and everybody else on this line that have walked through something.
Amen.
Glory to God. My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Lord, if God wasn't talking, I know the Lord was talking. And then the vision and the information he gave me to go along with everything that was shared and just showing me everything that I needed to know. And I said, Lord, won't God equip you and give you thumbs up before it even goes down?
Ooh,
oh, wow.
All right, well, let me pray, and then I want you to share. Yeah, I'm going to pray, and then I want you to share.
Okay.
Because as you were talking, as you were talking, I just began to see, like, it was almost like a revealing, and it was like wolves in sheep's clothing, and it was almost like some people had to disrobe. They had to disrobe. So I saw a disrobing, and I just sensed that there's going to be many people that are coming to you, Barbara. They're going to be in your, not per se a circle, in your circle, but there's going to be some extensive interactions that are going to come with God doing what he's going to do in your life, what he's doing in your life right now, you know, with expansion and with ministry. And so it's just like, it's almost like I can see that there isn't an alarm about it. It's just a revealing, because it's almost like there is no alarm, because it's almost like a knowing of what you're dealing with. But it's almost like some people will have to reveal, because God is going to do it. And so, Lord, I just thank you for that tonight for Barbara. I thank you, Lord, that nothing will slow her down. Nothing will cause her to back up. Nothing will cause her to go any other direction but where you are leading her, in spite of what she sees, in spite of what she hears. Because you are doing this, God, and it's for your glory. And she knows that you're going to be, you're in a season of revealing, Barbara. You're walking into a season where many things are going to be revealed. But I just sense that it's not going to really take you by surprise. It's just that God is just going to start disrobing. And so we're going to see the naked truth for what it really is. We just give you glory, God. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, there's the train.
There's the what?
Train coming. It was so loud. So I said, there's a knowing. I knew the train was coming. He sounded the alarm. And I just thought about when you were talking about the disrobing and the people using their titles, you know, and making them be something that they're not. And the Lord was showing me that, the wolves in sheep's clothing, and who was behind it. And I was like, oh my God, the spanking that I see coming to you. And I remembered the Lord was giving me the scripture. He says, touch not my anointed. This is not just one person. This is people that are anointed and do my prophets and my prophetess no harm. Because we are the people that he said the old is to teach the young. And when the young won't hear, because Prophet Randy had already prophesied to me about this. He said, when they're not listening, if you've done all you've done, then you got to keep it moving. You got to move on. And I said, see, that right there, that's a word by itself. And then he went to the next caller. And I'm like, oh, my God, because I've been warned all on the show, people that's not in your circle, that people that is not living and getting right. And I said, God, when you love somebody, whether it's good, bad, or the ugly, I said, you already know. You already know. Now you got to make a way for me to escape. And the Lord said, well, he said, I already got that taken care of, because at the end of the day, you got surgery on your foot on the 11th. And where I was supposed to go was on the 15th. I said, hallelujah. Won't praise God do Jesus. It? Won't he do it if you let it?
Yes, yes, yes. So, and that's it. And, you know, some people are intimidated by, as I said earlier, some people are intimidated by you allowing God and letting him do what he wants to do, because they can't do it. They're not there. And they're envious. Let's just go back to David and Saul. I mean, David submitted to the things of God and wanted God to use him. Saul was given instruction, and he wouldn't obey. And he was jealous that David was doing and being called and used of God and was going to, you know, move into that place that he was going to be removed from. And he knew it. You know, people know what they're doing. And God a lot of times speaks to people, but they just won't obey. They'd rather lose their life than obedience.
Yeah.
Than being obedient. You know? So that's just the world we're living in.
Yeah. And it was just so much I wanted to add on there. But you just verified and cleared it all up because of the where you are. And people don't realize, the people that I have worked with, they didn't realize that when you go and open up this building, that building, you get kicked out, and then you open up another building, and you start all over again, and you go another place, and, like, no stability, and you want to know what's wrong when everybody disappears. Well, guess what? You're not listening. You're not obeying. And then there's an anointing that you must have to cast out certain spirits. And people coming in, coming to you in very, you know, bad places that people don't care to go into, but you're going to teach in that area. So when you do that, there's an anointing you must have, because if you don't, the people will come in the same way that they left out. They walk right back out the same way and then get the help that you needed to give them at that time. Timing is everything. And so I'm pouring out and pulling out. And I said, I can't do this no more. This is not my job. You're going by the old things happening in the past instead of doing what God told you to do and be obedient to get that church on the ground, to raise it, and da-da-da-da-da. So I'm just thinking, God, I said, Lord, every day I wake up, I'm just, my soul just praise you and give you glory and praise, because you and LaShawna had prophesied how God was moving right here in this house. And the people that were on their way to church, they missed it. They said they were too late to go, and that their service was going to be ending, and they didn't have like 30 or 45 minutes. So they made a quick trip and came here to this house, and those four people, we had church. We had church this morning in this house.
Jesus.
We prayed, we sung, we danced, and then when I finished, can you go with us out to eat? We have an engagement that we need to do. I was just telling them, well, my condolences go out to the person that celebrated their mom passing away a year ago. And they said, well, you want to go with us? We need you. And I said, sure, if you have time to wait on me. So I jumped in some clothes and jumped in there and went off and went with them, and they bought me my food. And they said, you know what? You don't even have to worry about the gas. We got that, too. I said, look at God.
Oh, you be obedient.
Yes, obedient.
She said, don't you worry about it. I got $40 in your gas tank. Don't even worry. And, you know, that may not be enough for some. And I said, for me, you just fill my tank up, and I ain't got to worry about anything. It's in the Lord's hand.
Right.
And Lord said, didn't I tell you I was going to feed you? I said, he said, didn't I tell Randy to tell you that you're trying to move this around to pay this around, that around, this around, to move it over here, move it over there? He said, didn't I tell you, don't worry about that, I got you. I got you. That's what Randy told me to go and see you. And I just laid my things down and laid my hands and blessed it. And LaShonda said, there is a book you like to write in. There is a beautiful book that you write in all the time, and you take it everywhere you go. She said, I can see it. I see it. I see it.
Praise
and she
God.
Didn't know that I sleep with it. I go to bed with it. It rides in my car. It goes in my purse. It goes everywhere. And I wasn't even paying no attention that it was so beautiful. And then on the front, it said, you are beautiful. I said, oh, my God.
Glory.
Oh, my God. And this sister said, I need to pray for you because I'm going to work on you and your attitude about how you look. She said, you are so beautiful and you don't even see it. You can't even see what we
Jesus.
See. I said, well, I know we see Jesus.
Amen.
We're not worried about how it looks. I said, that's the word by because the Holy Ghost is beautiful.
Jesus,
His word
please
is beautiful.
See Jesus. Please,
we don't
please.
Have to pray for the word. The word is already blessed.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So we just speak the word, and it is so. I just had to throw that in there. I'm so sorry. It is so. And everything that y'all said, it just happened. Boom, 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 boom. I said, now I know to move on, let everybody else in and get some of this fire, some of this water, this drinking water, where you'll never be thirsty or hungry again.
Glory.
Out of your
fellowship
flows rivers of living water. Yes, ma'am.
You're drinking it, and you it's flowing out. Hey, and it's affecting the very airways. You're drinking, and you're spewing it out, and it's into the airways. You're releasing it. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to get it and hold on to it. We're supposed to release
That's
it
right.
so that other people can have what do you call it? They can have access to it. Yes. That's what we're called to do. Yes, sister. So let it out.
Yes, ma'am. And one short testimony. One short testimony. The women that y'all saw me with, I met 9 of them. And then the other 60 invited me to come in, but I told them that I had another engagement. And I said,
was
when
that
my
today?
Other sister, that was Thursday. This past Thursday, they invited me, and I needed to be there at 6:30. And a company came, and I had to take care of that. I said, but that's okay, because the sister that did invite me and wanted me to come, she had to fly to Orlando. And she said she would be back. And she said, when I get back, we're going together. And she said, I will be there. And I said, well, praise God, I'll be there with you.
Praise
and I had no idea that they would sit on the Facebook where there are just so many women in this room. So many. And I said, oh, my God, right here by the house. Just like y'all had prophesied.
Jesus.
On the,
Jesus.
Just a couple
God
of
good?
Over. Oh,
he's
my
so
God.
Good. Yes, he's good. He's
and the
faithful.
Building is called Blessed.
It's called what?
Blessed. The name that I use on everything, Blessed.
Woo! My God.
I said,
God.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You,
I'm going to have to take a picture of it.
Yes.
Listen, Jesus. Wow.
I tell you, you know, I just love, you know, you came on and you're the first one. I mean, you've got this testimony. You know, that just causes faith to arise. So thank you so much for sharing that, Barbara, because you know what? Just releasing that, you know, you're the first caller and just releasing that out in the airways is causing faith to arise, you know. I just sense that there are just some people, like what you were saying tonight, there's some people that, you know, they got a little thrown off because, you know, they're seeing things that they didn't expect to see, and they're seeing people act in ways that they didn't expect to, you know, people that they've been with, you know. I didn't expect people just to have an attitude with me because of the God in me. I didn't expect that.
Mm.
You know? That's just, you know, and these are Christians, right?
Yes.
But because of the God in me, it offends you? Then what God are you serving? If my God, that I know is the true and living God, offends you to the point, you need to check yourself. And not that I'm walking in, you know, perfect and everything, but I know who is perfect. God is. And if you're offended by him, who's in me, there's something going on there.
That's right.
And we're running into that a lot. We're running into that a lot.
Yeah.
I was listening to something last night, and I was just thinking about how much the world has changed, even over the last 10 to 15 years, how much the world has changed. And I was listening to this thing on the Clubhouse app. I kind of came up on it. It wasn't anything that I just heard it, and I heard them talking, and I just listened for a little bit, and this guy was talking about, you know, people and getting married and things like that. And so he had a question about, like, why do people not call each other, like, you know, they keep referring to each other as partners. And immediately what came to mind is that look how the world has changed so much in the last 15, 20 years, you know, and I think it has a lot to do with the gay agenda that has that word. Now even heterosexual relationships are more, they're calling each other partner. But I think it really came up out of the homosexual agenda, because a lot of times that's what they refer to each other as, their partner. And I was like, like, God, look how much one segment of a society and their views can just come in and just cause a whole change in the society as a whole. When people just start adapting to the ways of that are not of God. And that happens to, and it seeped into the church, because he was talking about church people. And I was like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And that's why, Barbara, people are offended when you have God at a level in your life where he deserves to be, because that's not where they want him to be. They want him watered down with the rest of the society and doing the things that society does. And they don't want to be different. And we're to be different. We're peculiar people. We are the church. We don't adapt the customs of the secular society. We're supposed to be influencing them to move over on our side, not us move over and adapt their customs and their ways of thinking. So when I was heard
new
to
age.
Say that, I said, new age. I'm thinking, so we need to be, as a church, we need to rise up. And we need to let our place be known that we will not submit and we will not go to the way of the world, but we will hold a standard that represents God and him alone. And if anybody's going to be making a move, you're going to move this way. I'm not moving that way. But that's what offends people.
And that's the exact words I said today, too.
I'm telling you, that's what offends the world today. That's what offends people today. Those who don't want to walk that way, they want to mingle and dingle and be, you know, somehow brought in on that move, that new move, and kind of like have a watered-down Christianity. Well, you're going to stay offended with me because I don't practice a watered-down Christianity.
Wow. Perfect.
You're really going to have a problem with me. You're going to have a real problem with me if you think that I'm going to water down Christianity and
same
not
words
be the follower of Christ
today.
I'm supposed to be.
My God.
You're in trouble. We're adapting
glory
too much, people. We're just adapting too much to the things of God, of the world. When they should be coming on our side, some of us are trying to go that way. And I'm thinking, this was on a talk that was mainly Christians. And they're like, you know, that's what they're saying. You know, no, that kind of was, that gave the gay community the right. I mean, they felt like they could just say that partner. Well, now they're going so far as to say husband and wife. I've heard it mentioned my husband, my wife, but you know, they started with this partner thing, you know, and
mm-hmm.
of course, people who are living, you know, in a different type of lifestyle, you know, and not to be in a committed relationship, they'll use that a lot too. But yeah, I just say so much, you know, we as Christians have adapted this new age way of thinking and living.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to mean it. And that's why they're offended by people, Barbara, like you or me, who want to live the standards that God has ordained for us to live.
Yeah.
They don't like that. That's a little bit intimidating to them. And that's why you go back to David, you go back to Saul. It was the God in David that Saul was jealous of, because he knew
mm-hmm.
that was a successor. That was his successor, because he chose not to obey God. So, and of course, you know, mm-hmm. David was the person. He had his issues, but the word says he was a man after God's own heart.
God
knows
God. That's right.
You know, so. Well, you got me excited already tonight, Barbara.
Because you spoke everything that I've been talking about today and yesterday, and this is the very word that I gave. I said, you got that orphan spirit. Then you left doors open in the spirit, and you let in and everything come in these churches.
Mm.
And you know, we have to be aware of our children. They can't even go to the restroom by themselves, and you got to monitor this, and you got to monitor that, and you got to monitor in the schools, and things are just going on. And I said it was going to be a time where we had to pull our children out of school and teach
mm-hmm.
at home and church at home and Bible studies at home and you know, so we could have that stability in God and you know, and not change because the word is watered down and fixed the way
mm-hmm.
that they needed to be as a business for their merch. And I'm not,
so they can,
you know, I've decided to, for God I live, for God I die. And I'm just standing my ground. And I'm not moving backwards, left, right. I'm staying facing forward, forward march.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's all
and
about,
it happens so
everybody is talking about
in my home.
Wanting,
yes, ma'am.
Wanting people to be comfortable, you know, comfortable. They want them comfortable. They don't want anybody offended. But people do all, the world does all sorts of things that offend the things of God. Nobody's saying, oh, they're offending the Christians. But let somebody who's really blood-bought get up and speak something. Oh, it might offend
them.
Uh-oh. I think Jesus offended a few people. I think that's why he was crucified. I don't think that's why he went to the cross, because he was supposed to. But I believe and I know that he offended those who didn't want to hear what he had to say. But he said it anyway. And that's the way we have to be. We say it anyway. When God has given us the place, the authority, I mean, I'm not talking about some crazy stuff, but when we are in position to speak what we're supposed to speak, we need to release it, because God will hold us accountable for those who do not speak what he's given them to speak.
Amen. I'm in agreement.
I feel like I just did a sermon right there.
that's what happens when, you know, I told you once I open my mouth, then you got a sermon that some are rats, some are everything. It just fires out like fire. You know, you can't control it.
Because
we began to weep and cry today, and I tell you, everybody that prayed had tears running. And I'll tell you, I let go, let God. And the more I tried to, like, catch my breath and quench a little bit, and it just got worse, and nobody could stop. I told the people, I said, we're just going to have to do it again. We're just going to have to do it again and again and again and again.
Well, God,
he said two or three touching and agreeing. I'm in the midst.
Amen.
So,
amen. Well, at least you know you're being obedient.
Yes,
praise you, Jesus.
You.
You're being obedient, and that's what's important. And that's what God loves. He loves us to be obedient. And, you know, in spite of what we feel like we may have to go through because of the obedience, we still know God is with us. You know, we know God is with us. So just do what God called you to do, and that's it. That's the end of the story right there. Amen. Well, I'm glad you got on here first and released all that out there and encouraging
and
somebody
else. And I'll let you get to moving. Yeah.
Encouraging somebody else. Step up to the plate. All right, Barbara. Well, it was great
Thank
having you.
Thank you. Love you. God bless you.
Release that. All right. Love you. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's move on. God, it's just awesome to just start out with fire. Lori, 903-918. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
This is who?
Michelle from Texas.
Oh, Michelle. Hi, Michelle from Texas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's pray for Michelle. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you for Michelle tonight. And Michelle, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you're carrying something or you're burning up something or what. But I just saw fire. Glory, 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 glory. Fire. Glory, glory, glory. So I just saw fire. So what are you doing, girl? Are you, like, on fire and burning up some stuff? Or are you carrying the fire? But I just sense that you're carrying some fire. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
And I think the fire is a fire that's going to burn up some stuff as you move on out in God and you just move on out. It's like... You know how people used to burn the land to clear a path, burn the land for a new frontier, burn the land for clearing for what's coming up next. And that's what I sense about this fire. Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
My God. I just sense that it's something. I don't know what you're doing with this fire, girl, but I sense a bit of fire being started, and it's going to affect some stuff being moved out of the way so that you can move on in to where God is placing you, because you need to step on up in the level of faith and walk on into some places, but they let
glory, hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you.
To
hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus. I receive that.
For the holy fire, my God, not no strange fire, but holy fire, my God. Hey, I even see you release it as you release things out of your mouth. Ah, that's where the fire is coming from. Oh, my gosh, as you release some stuff out of your mouth, you're sending it out, it's just going to burn up some stuff. Hallelujah. It's going to clear some stuff up. It's going to clear it out so you can move in. My God. Clear out, move in. Clear out, move in. Release it. That fire. Hey, glory be to God. Jesus, glory. All right, Michelle, what you got to share tonight? What you going to tell us?
I don't know. I just received this word.
It's time, Michelle. It's time. It's time. I hear time. It's time. It's time. 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 Yep. Time.
It's time. It's time.
Yes, it is. And not only is it time, it's his time. Glory be to God.
Mm.
It almost this shit is wrong. My God, my God. Woo! Yes, 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 yes. I don't know. That just got a little crazy there. I don't know. I'm like, I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Okay, so what's up, Michelle? They kind of catch you off guard there?
Yeah, I really don't know what to say, but this time I just been waiting. You know, God has been having me in a waiting place. And
now it's time
when
to
you
speak.
Say, yeah, yes, hallelujah. I was waiting on his timing.
Release it out of your mouth.
Glory to God.
And it's going out like fire to take care of some stuff, to move some stuff, to rearrange some stuff, to get some stuff in place, to move some stuff out of place. Release it. Speak it. Call it forth. The fire of God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I just received this word.
Amen. He's a faithful God. Faithful. And so and you know, sometimes, you know, when we know God is faithful, it's like, okay, so you say I'm faithful. God doesn't have any problem saying, well, put me to the test then. You think I'm faithful? Put me to the test. It's not like a test of trying to tempt God. It's a test so God can be glorified. Put me to the test. I'll show you. Not only will I show you, I'll show some other folks who I am.
Mm.
Just by you being faithful.
Glory.
And knowing that I'm God. Put me to the test. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Put me
Hallelujah.
To the
Thank
test.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it's time. It's time. It's time. Time. Put me to the test. Glory be to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So, Michelle, you have any particular prayer request?
To pray for my daughter.
Okay. All right. What's your daughter's name?
Sierra.
Sierra, okay. All right, so how old is Sierra?
She's 32.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up Sierra tonight. I just heard the word transition. Is she in some sort of transition?
Yes, I believe she is.
Okay. I heard the word transition. Is she saved?
Yes.
Transition. So then, because I was believing that, I was hearing that she was, because it was like, of course, God instructs his people, you know. So his instructions to her is to just move with the transition that he's taking her into, you know, without hesitancy. Whatever he's speaking to her and she has asked for it, she can trust God to transition and to do the things that he's calling her to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What kind of work does she do?
She braids hair.
Okay. Transition. I just hear transition. I don't know if this means that God wants her to develop something or move into more of a take a faith move into some things that she's doing. But I sense that she was in some sort of business doing something, and God wants to transition her to like another level. So Lord, we just thank you for Sierra. We thank you, Lord, for touching her hands, God, touching her hands, and Lord, even just speaking to her and showing her what she needs to do and the timing, and what she needs to, how she needs to seek you, how she needs to seek you. How she needs to seek you. And thank you for the instructions that you're going to give her and give her peace. When you speak, God, let her know that, just give her confirmation that she is, she's hearing from you. I don't know, may place somebody in her path, have a situation happen that will confirm that, God, this is the direction she's to go in. And so, Lord, we thank you that the work of her hands is blessed. In Jesus' name, the work of her hands is blessed. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, Michelle. Well, I'm glad I got you. Feel, it sounds like you got a, I don't know, your mood changed.
Well, I'm kind of in a place where I had to kind of move to myself. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell. Yeah. And that, and you know what? That was a right on word, too, because, you know what? I just sense that with you making whatever move you made, that caused the release of that word tonight. You know? That caused the release of that word. Why? Because God already sees you operating at another place in him as far as faith and listening to him. So he's letting you know what you, my God, what you speak out of your mouth, he's willing to perform it. Glory be to God.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
It's almost like God is already sanctioned. He's already put his hand on whatever he's telling you to do or what you've done, because it's showing God that you trust him and that you are willing to make a move when he say move. You're willing to release a word when he says release a word. So that's almost like why this word came tonight. It's almost like to encourage you to continue to operate in that fashion, and you can expect anything to happen when you release the word, and you know God is giving you. I mean, it's almost like God is saying, yeah, this, and I can sense there's something different about you. And so it's like, yeah, it's almost like God is saying, yeah, yeah, I'm releasing this word because I want her to know, I see you. I see you, Michelle. I see you. You keep on flowing the way I want you to flow, you can expect anything to happen. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You can expect, just, can you just imagine, it's like God just waits for us to take one little step, you know, just make a little move towards the way he's directing us, and then it's like, well, okay, they're paying attention. They're obeying. I'm going to give them some more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
So,
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Woo, that's exciting right there, girl.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Jesus. My God. He's already confirming that when you move, he moves. Oh, and he's telling you, keep on moving. Keep on believing. Keep on taking steps of faith because he's got it. And it's all in your mouth. It's fire. Hey, glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, Michelle. Well, I think that's a good word right there. You can run on that
yeah.
for a little bit.
Oh yes, that's a good word. I got to come back and go back tomorrow and listen to it. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Will you be blessed,
Michelle.
Woman
we
of God?
Talking to you. Yes, we look forward to talking to you again. Stay blessed. All right. Good night.
All right. Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go. Where are you? Uh-oh.
It's locked.
I think that was it. Okay. All right. So let's go on down here. 804-218-3886. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Angie from Virginia. Angela.
Hello, Angie from Virginia. How are you tonight?
Am I what?
I was laying down.
I'm doing pretty good, except I messed up my knee. But I've been helping my friend with her mom.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we pray over that knee.
And I've been helping my mom, so I've been busy with the moms.
Busy with the moms. What'd you do to your knee?
I don't know what I did. I broke my leg in January. So I think I kind of strained the muscle or whatever is what I was thinking. So I went to this knee clinic, and the lady says, well, you have a little arthritis. And I looked at it, and I said, lady, if this is a little arthritis, I'd hate to feel what arthritis really feels like, you know. So she put a shot in there, which made it worse. You know, I was hoping for some relief. You know what I'm saying? So it just kind of like really made it mad. So now it's like, okay. And then it's some kind of there's some kind of therapy, but I think I'm going to start taking my vitamin tinctures and stuff. I think I'm going to go a different route, because the first shot that they gave me was cortisone, which I know that's a real quick reduction of inflammation, you know.
But right.
I don't know. It's been mad ever since. And
it's been mad.
They said that what they're going to put in there. Yeah, it's been mad ever since. So I was like, okay. I was trying to get over it so I could be, you know, because I got my mom to deal with, my friend's mom to deal with, you know. I'm just, you know, so I was trying to be able to move all these crippled women being crippled.
Oh, wow. Well, let's pray over that.
Because you got to be, you know, they're already, they're old, they're set in their ways, and they want what they want, and they want how they want it, and they get mean. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes,
everybody can't be mean.
Not everybody. Can't be mean. Well, Lord, just touch
that's right.
That
so I'm the smiling one in the group, but I'm really, you know, I'm biting my tongue sometimes.
No, well, I understand that. Sometimes you have to do that because they're older than you, right? So,
well, they're older,
yeah.
And you know, your mom's your mom, and you know,
right.
Sometimes I know. I mean, most people at 60 don't have their mom, but she treats me like I'm 10.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know, like wanting to tell me what to do, how to do it, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, and all that. And I'm like, will you please just let me use my instincts? I'm driving here, you know?
Well, we just pray that knee just heals quickly and, you know, just that whatever. Is it swollen?
Well, the swelling's gone down, but it was, yes.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that inflammation clearing out and for the pain, any pain that is associated with it, to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This woman needs her knee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we just ask, Lord, that you touch her knee. And I just want to ask you, I don't know why I'm,
you can ask me whatever you want to ask me.
Oh,
don't
okay.
hold back.
I'm sure you're pretty. You're good with that. You're good with that. Do you have any papers that you're supposed to be working on or something?
Am I supposed to be working on some papers?
I just see paper. I don't know what this paper means. Any kind of paper, writings, documents, anything?
Well, I was thinking about maybe writing, you know, just writing
just
in
keep,
general.
Okay, because I just
but
keep seeing blank paper. I see a blank paper.
Oh, yeah, that's my book, I guess. I hadn't started. It's blank.
A book?
It's kind of, huh?
Are you writing a book?
Well, you know, my friend said he could write a story, but I'm just a little bit of, I have some friends that met through, you know, the camp and Sister Ruth and all that, and they laugh and they call it Angieisms and 9604, which that's my house number, you know? And he wanted to write short stories about 9604, because you know, they were I guess they were fascinated, because a lot of times I would just I guess it looks like I fly by the seat of my pants, but I really don't.
Really? You don't.
I don't.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I fly by faith. You know what I mean? I just have to. Sometimes, you know, even David says, stir your spirit. You know what I mean? You stir it
Amen.
Up. You know, like, you know, get out there and do something. Do something. You know.
because, you
well,
know,
this paper
I have
blank.
A tendency
to
do. Huh?
You need to write, I see blank, and I just, you know, that's why I saw a blank paper. But it was like, am I supposed to tell her she needs to write on this blank paper? Blank paper? You're supposed to write on this blank paper? That's it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people say you ought to write. You know, they like my stories. They said they'd love to read my story. They would love for me to write my story.
If you're writing as funny as you are when you talk, it'll be hilarious.
Well.
I'm serious. I just, you know, it's almost like I can, the writing in, you know, this blank paper, I don't know, maybe that's just a word that's to encourage you to get going with this, because I don't know. I feel that your personality is going to come through on that paper. Something, I mean, if you've been called to do this and you have that anointing to do it, those words are going to come alive. They're going to be alive. I, that's the only way I'm hearing is a lot, like alive. I'm looking at blank paper and it's like the words will come alive. I don't know. You might need to follow through on that. I mean, I don't know anything about you writing or nothing, so I just saw some blank paper.
I have a tendency to stop and write something down and then tuck it. You would be surprised at the paper that I have tucked places. You know, just a sheet of paper. It can go back all the way to the 80s.
Oh, wow.
You know, one piece of paper. But I have, like, little, you know, where I'd start a journal, and I'd journal a while, and I'd stop, you know, get too busy to write, and then I'd go and maybe stick a piece of paper in there, and, you know, I found stuff where from 1992 the other day, you know, which kind of weird and crazy. I find, you know, something, I go, oh, yeah, I remember that. You know, and it's almost like I was memory keeping, you know, or catching or
emotional.
Well,
maybe you should compile.
You know how David used to, you know, write things out? I always heard that it's better to write, you know, a lot of people, you know, you can have confidence, but there's some things that you can't express other than on the paper. Does that make sense?
Yes,
and,
it does.
You know, and sometimes it's poetry. Sometimes it's, you know, a little quick little song or God tells you something that's really kind of odd and different, and you write it down, you know. So,
okay. Yeah.
I have a collection of that.
That's a gift. I mean, it's like you should just, see if you can just, maybe that's what your friend was saying about, you know, with you writing, the compilation of all of this stuff that, yeah, you seem like you already have a name for it.
Oh, they named it because this is like the 9604. That's all you need to say.
All right. Okay. Well, see, you know, that's just really confirmation. You're supposed to be, that's not just something you're doing. That's something that's told to do. I don't know, no blank piece of paper. I mean, I'm just seeing, you know, and that should be, and it was almost like saying to me, there's something she's supposed to put on these papers. I'm thinking, oh, and you're telling me you're writing. So, I mean, yeah, there's something there. So I would.
I'm glad that we established it that way, because I sure don't want the other kind of paper, because I am no good at it, because I quit on that a long time ago. I said, y'all think y'all significant. The mail that drove me crazy when I was going through with Mike. And I mean, all these bills, all these people coming at me from every direction. I'm trying to do is bury a man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, you people are driving me nuts. Just, you know, shut up, back off. I'll get to you when I get to you.
Well, you know, Mike didn't die within that year, like the doctor said. And, you know, lady, we're just trying to get you a year. You know, 10 years later.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, some of them people got pretty mad not being important.
Yeah, I guess so.
You understand. So anyway, it's all working out because, you know, time in this kind of thing is, you know, we're at the end of their time, and I get out of jail card. You know, all them nasty letters, they're just nasty letters. That's all they can do is write nasty letters. Well, I hate to tell them. I could even write them even worse than they wrote, but I didn't write them back.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So I'm hoping it won't those kind of papers, because that makes me sweat, because I just wasn't going to fight them on them.
No, just blank paper. Seems like it was ready for you to write or something, you know, just blank paper.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes me breathe. The other makes me feel like, oh, no, I don't want to go back and deal with them again. I already told them what level of importance they wrecked in my life. That, come on, if you can, let's see what you do.
Yeah.
Besides. And I've dealt with them to the level of what they can do. So we're
right.
Done. You did
we're
your
done.
Due, and we're done.
Amen. I got you. Well, you got a prayer request, Angie?
Yeah, my friend Judy, her mom's, you know, not, she's leaving, but there's something, you know, that needs to happen, or I don't know why she hasn't, she's defied everything by not going.
What do you mean she's leaving?
And she's 96 years old, she's bedridden.
Oh.
And she's, you know, slowly, you know, she's just fading away, and she's able to communicate. But, you know, it's like, I don't understand why you're still here.
Well,
does that make sense?
God has an appointed time. You know, that's what I kept telling people with, you know, with this thing, with this pandemic. God knew about the pandemic before it happened, and he already had numbered my days, so that's why I'm not going into a panic about some of this stuff.
Well, yeah.
He already, numbered my days, you know?
Right. That's kind of like when they cut my stomach and put the bag on me. I was like, I told God, I said, if this is life, woo-wee. If you're done, I'm done. Let's go.
Yeah. And he knows.
You know, you get... Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I.
But he started showing off again, so that's okay. And now I'm getting what they call the second one. You ever talk to a soldier?
No.
That's, you know, of a elite breed or like a Green Beret or whatever. They train them for the second wind, and you gotta listen. The first one, that's when they want to quit. They want to stop. They don't. Everything in them screaming, don't want to go no further. This is, I'm done. You're done. I'm done. Let's just be done. But then all of a sudden, if you pass through that pain, and I mean, you got to get past the pain of it.
Amen.
Then the second wind comes into your body, and you're actually stronger than the first day.
Wow. Yeah, I refer to my second wind sometimes if I'm up doing something, and usually I get my second wind about 5 o'clock, and then that's why I guess I can stay up to like midnight easy, you know, because I get my second wind about 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so gives me enough.
But you get a lot done in that second wind than you did in your whole first breath.
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know.
Yes. I barely get as much done as I want. I don't really get as much done that first win. That second win, you know, that's why I'm like, that's why I've kind of identified that I'm like a night person, you know, because I don't really get into gear until it's in the evening. Then that's when I'm in gear, you know. The first part of the day, I'm kind of going through the motions of doing what I got to do. But the second win, I'm moving, and I'm accomplishing some things. First time, I don't know how much I do with that second win. Yeah, so, but yeah, so let's pray for the mother who is like, you say around 96?
She's around 90. Yeah, she is 96. She's, you know, and she's took care of, my friends took care of her mom and her dad. It's been a 15-year journey, and she's she's a prolific. I mean, she's a professor. She's well trained in Hebrew. She studied the ancient texts. She's been in archaeological digs. You know,
who's 96-year-old?
No, my friend.
Your mother. Friend. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and she, you know, it put a lot of stop to a lot of work that she, you know what I'm saying, had
right.
planned, but it's kind of changed a lot of things that she had planned. So, you know, maybe it all works together, you know.
Yes.
What
it
we
does.
Think we're going to do and what we end up doing, but
what's her mother's name?
Her mother's name is Daddy, and her name is Judy.
Her name is what, Hattie?
Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Betty Joe.
Okay.
You know, yourself. You gotta have that second name, Betty Joe. Old
right,
South.
So, and what's your friend's name?
Judy.
Judy.
Or Judith.
All right.
Judith is a published name.
Okay. Well, God
yeah.
knows exactly who they are. He knows Betty Joe, and he knows Judith. So, Lord, we just, wow, in these hours of last hours or days or weeks of Betty Joe, God, we just thank you, Lord, that, I just see, like, you know, I don't know, I just see, like, it's like, I don't know, my dad, he didn't live as long as my mom did, but I sense that he was so close to crossing over that, you know, he was already kind of making acquaintance with the next world, you know, and it's kind of like.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely doing that.
That's what I'm sensing. I'm sensing she's. Excuse me, making acquaintance with the next, with the next transition. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We just thank you that it'll be a smooth transition. It's almost like she's already, I sense to say, making connections with the next transition. So, Lord, just give Judy strength, give her peace, and just help her to just allow her mother to just transition in, because she's already made it's like I sense she's already tapped in to the next place. She's already tapped in, you know. She's
absolutely.
I don't know, that's well,
you're
I'm
right.
Glad
she
you're
has.
Seeing it better than what I'm saying. I'm like,
yeah, because that's what I keep saying. I said, you know, the way she's acting and the way she's doing, and I think 11th person, you know, deathbed, you know, I end up in these places. So anyway, like I said, 9604, baby. But anyway, I'm like, I don't know why she's still here. I don't get it. She's been, you know, seen the heavenly choir, the angels. She's, she turned and like tonight she turned and looked at me and if I'm there, Judy's gone, right? So she goes, what are you doing here? So, you know, she's been mean to me for about 2 years. So all of a sudden she's being sweet and she just says, God bless you. And God, you know, and she gave me a blessing today and held my hand.
Okay.
You know, and that's just not Betty, because Betty and I, you know, I was like, I'm here because your daughter said for me to be here and she needed a break, you know. So you just calm down.
the things you do for love. Anyway.
Wow. Yeah, I just did that.
So anyway.
I just did that. Yeah.
It, yeah,
oh,
and you know,
wow. Well,
you know,
God,
and,
that's
a you just read Psalms over them,
good.
And you sing a song. You put praise and worship in. God inhabits the praise. Invite the presence of God to come in. You know, and that's what you know. Everything's set.
I just
won't take that step.
Yeah, but I sense that she's already had some sort of interaction or visitation or something. Something's going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
She was having them this evening, you know, and I told her, I said, it's not going to be long. You know, she goes, we've been at this a while. And I said, I know. I said, I'm amazed, but it's not going to be long. She goes, when? I said, I can't tell you when, but it's not long.
You told her that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's what I was feeling. I was picking that up. I was just kind of picking that up. Well, God bless your soul, you know. It's a place that we all will be transitioning. We want to just transition to the right place, right?
That's right.
You just want to transition. You know, and I really don't look like at death like I used to anymore. I just, you know, I just sense, you know, it's transition. You know.
No.
You know, just
when
step over.
When Mike passed, we did communion. He squeezed my hand 3 times and he laid down. And about 4 hours, he was, you know, gone. You know,
right.
But of course, it wasn't in that year. It was 10 years down the road. But you know, and
right.
You know, we did communion, and you know,
wow.
In fact, Judy was the one that came over and knocked on the door. Mike, the chariot's here. You ready? And we all sat down, had communion.
Wow.
He told me to squeeze my hand 3 times, and he laid down. That was it.
Wow.
You know what?
I don't know. I think you. I don't know. I think that's part of your calling. Kind of might sound a little odd, but I just think that's kind of a part of your calling, your gifting, is to help people be comforted in that stage. You know?
Well, I started at a young age.
Yeah.
It was my grandma first. Yeah. Well, actually my uncle. Then my grandma, then my other uncle, and you know.
Right, right. You
then
know, some people
relatives.
Have that. Some people have that. You know, that's. I mean, it might sound a little odd, but I think there are people, of course, that have that anointing, that calling, that you know, to do that. I don't know. It's
well,
like,
I mean, you got
know,
people that bring babies
yeah.
in the world. You got
to
have the babies. You got
to,
you know what I mean?
Right out of my mouth. You took it right out of my mouth. I was like thinking about a midwife to bring babies into the world. Wow, that is cool, Angie. That is really, wow, that just made my hair stand up right there.
When they leave this world, it matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It matters which way they go, which way, you know. And you just start telling them about heaven, and you start talking about God and how, you know, look at all the goodness. Look back and see how the goodness took over your
well.
Your,
you're the only person
the places.
I've ever felt that with about, you know, because and then when you said what you said, and I was thinking about along the lines of a midwife bringing into the world, and then I never ever have felt like a necessity to tell somebody that you help people leave the world? I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh my gosh. But that's what
Take
I
your
do.
Fingers off.
Yeah, what now?
I said, you got to take your fingers off. Let go of the brake.
Oh my gosh.
You
but
see
I mean,
the door?
Oh no,
you see
people...
that door? You got to
Isn't
step
that
through
something?
That door. I know it's scary, but you got to go.
Angie,
see the door?
That sounds a little strange right there.
You know.
The way you said that, that sounds really, oh, my God. I don't know. That sounds like one of those movies that I don't think I want to watch, you know, but anyway.
No. But, you know that the veil is very thin. The veil is very thin. And when it gets real thin, you know, it's just, you know, it's about taking a breath on the other side, and they're so used to breathing on this side.
Yeah, see how you talk about it? It's like you've got this thing on you about that. That's what I'm talking about.
There's
something going on there. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, there's a profession that, you know, like midwifery, bringing them into the world, the profession to help them leave the world. I mean, I don't know, you just, there's something about how you're saying that that's really interesting, you know? I don't know, wow. Maybe, I don't know. I've never felt this before, like talking to somebody about this. Yeah, but whatever it is, I think you got it.
Well, gee, another mystery. Go
like,
figure.
It's like you're called to that. That's just, I don't know. What am I saying? That's like you're called to that? Oh, wow. I don't know. Well, you say you have experience in it, you know, quite a bit. And the way how you positioned here with this woman who's 96, and, you know, I'm sensing that she's already seen some stuff, and she's like, and then you're there with her. This is so interesting.
Oh, yeah. You would be surprised. You would be surprised at the kind of things you see at the end. Like with my father, I was with him when he passed. He at 4 o'clock in the morning, the machine stayed the same, but I watched him reach up and shake a hand, then I watched him take a hand. And then I heard a change in his breathing. And I went outside and I asked the nurse, I said, is there anything, I said, is he leaving? And she goes, I don't see anything different. I said, well, I think I did. And I went back in and I sat for another 20 minutes or so, and I went back out and I said, you sure you didn't see anything? She goes, no. I said, but I did. I said, he's getting ready to go. And so that was at 4 o'clock in the morning, and at 9:03, he left. He gasped,
wow.
And I said, Daddy, I love you. But I watched him, you know, during that time be busy, you know, but he had, he had a long journey to that place. But once he got there, there was, you know, some very busy activity. You know, not to mention, you know, when they cross back and forth, they see things and they tell you about it, and you can, you know.
Wow.
You get glimpses of heaven through their perspective.
Right. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there when he took his last breath, but I was there maybe an hour before he did, and I remember how they say people have the death stare, and he just was, you know, looking out like he was actually, he was seeing something. Like, what are you seeing?
Right.
And, you know, he wouldn't answer, but he would not, you know, he nodded, but he wouldn't take his eyes off of what he was watching. And I never remember, and this is maybe a little sad, but I never remember in my lifetime of really him, like, verbally saying, you know, I love you. You know, I tell my kids I love them. We tell each other. But I never heard that. But on his deathbed, I said, Daddy, I love you. And he said, I love you. And within an hour, he was gone. But that was the only time, and I'm sure he probably said it before, but maybe I was young and he didn't say it when I was older, when it was important. But that was the only time I remember him saying, I love you. And within an hour, he was gone. So that was precious.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he met Jesus. I led him to the Lord. And,
honor. People don't realize what they're missing. You know, our generation has put, you know, convenience above so many things that life really should be embraced. And, you know, everybody wants to celebrate and be happy at the birthing. but there's a place at the end of this part of the journey. I won't call it death because it's not death. It's
a transition, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's and I don't know how to explain it, but a lot of people run from it. They're scared from it because it reminds them of their own frailty of
right.
their humanity, maybe. They're confronted with
yeah.
it, and it horrifies a lot of people. They
oh, yeah.
they run
it's the
from
unknown.
It. So,
it's the unknown.
So, you know, but
you.
I'm from
yeah.
the country where the families gathered in, not scattered
right.
out and ran. And
right.
I guess,
well, we're in a
you
new
know,
generation.
Yeah. So, I mean, shoot, they time the birth now. The doctor makes an appointment and gives you a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so, but you
well,
definitely,
just,
if you can sit with your people, that would be, you would get some amazing moments.
Right.
That are in this place, you know.
Amen. Well, we.
Anyway,
just,
well,
you know,
I'm going to let you move on because that's
tonight.
All I.
Yeah. Really
yeah, the craziness of flying by your faith. I won't say the seat of your pants.
Well, we're gonna look
keep
forward
it moving.
To you beginning with you using that paper. Use that paper.
Yeah, yeah, it's still blank right now.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
It's okay. It's coming. It's coming. All right. Well, God's blessing, Angie, and thank you for for letting God use you however, you know, he sees fit and being willing to do that. So you be blessed, and we will talk to you next time. All right.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. All right.
You
too. Amen. God is awesome. Just awesome. What can we say? Oh. 51229 Angela Joy, who am I speaking with? Hello. 251229 Are you there? Maybe I'll come back. 251229 Angela Joy. They might be sweet, but I think I might have to come back to them. Let me make a note of that. 251. I think it might be Latrice. I'm not sure. All right. 229. All right. So let's go here to 334-590. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? 334-590? Don't tell me we got two. All right, 334-590. Are you there? All right. Let's see. I don't know if it, let me go out and come back because maybe there's something going on. And then I'll go back up to 251. All right, so 334-590, are you there? I hear noise. Man. 334-590. Well, they're not answering, I think. Let me go back up here to 251. 251-229. I don't know. Well, Father, just touch them while they sleep. I'm not sure. I think, I don't know who that is. All right. I've got some more calls on here. If you want prayer, press 1, and I'll be able to see that you need prayer and that you're in the prayer queue. Yes. On here. And the two that I'm here seeing, I think they fell asleep. All right. I'll try them one more time. All right, and then I've got other callers on here. So if you want prayer, press 1. You want me to pray with you? All right, let me move on down here, and then I'll have to go back to other two that I think are asleep. All right, so 610-427, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Shalom, shalom. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hello.
From Pennsylvania. Hi, how you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Hi.
I'm doing better, thank God.
You
thank
say
God.
You're doing better?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Yeah. All right. Praise God. Well, Lisa, it's been a while. I hadn't talked to you. Let me pray for you, and then we'll see what's up, what's going on. All right. Well, Father, we just thank you for Lisa tonight. Lisa, as I was saying your name and you were coming on, I just saw like a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind. I don't know if it meant a whirlwind of activities or a whirlwind of things going on that you just that are encompassing you. And yes, just like just a lot of stuff, just a lot of stuff. And then I just sense, though, you know how in the middle of, like, a storm, there's the eye of the storm? And there in the eye of the storm, there's peace. There's always peace in the eye of the storm. But what I see is, like, it could be a storm, and I just see a lot of swirling. I don't know exactly what it means, but it's almost, I don't know if you're experiencing this peace or God is calling you to this peace. And it's almost like to say, let it. It's like, okay, let it die out. Just let it die out. Let it die out. Don't get in the mix, and let God work it out. So I don't know what that is. I don't know if it means a whirlwind of activity, a whirlwind of things going on with you, but I sense that the Lord is like saying, don't intervene. Don't intervene, because there's really not much you can do with a storm. Even in the natural, you know, weathermen can't do anything with a storm. They can't do anything with the wind, per se. They just have to let that thing move on. But there is a peace and a calmness that God is calling you to in the midst of the activity. And that's where God says you will find your rest, you will find your peace, and this thing will just work itself out. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We give you glory and honor for being God in all things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, hello, Lisa. What is going on?
Shalom. Well, it was a whirlwind storm, you know, a lot of stuff going on and everything. And I was getting weary, very weary with the warfare that I'm dealing with. And some familiar stuff started coming back, you know, and I was just like, oh, I can't handle this. You know, like I was just feeling a lot of opposition and resistance and spiritual warfare because I'm so sensitive. Like I'm very sensitive with the spirits and the intercessory realm. And I jump on so much, you know, and dealing with a lot of like opposition.
Uh-oh, you faded out a little bit. Can't hear you. You there? Oh, I think she dropped. She gonna see if she called. I don't know. I guess she can call back in. See if she calls back in. Her call dropped. We'll wait for a minute. See if Lisa dials back in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, her line dropped. Okay, in the meanwhile, let me see if she comes back on. Interesting. God is good. Okay, she popped back on. Hi, Lisa. Your line, yeah, it dropped. Are you there? Lisa, all right, can you hear me? She's on. She can't hear me. Let me click off. Hi, Lisa, can you hear me? Lisa, she came back on, her line dropped. I was trying to get her connected again. She dropped off. All right, she might be having a bad connection. All right, let me go back up here. And then she's not, she didn't have a stable connection. Let me go back up here to 251. 251, 229, are you still there? Lord, we just ask that you just touch, you divinely orchestrate and give them peace concerning whatever situation is they're dealing with. Lord, we thank you for angelic intervention that's moving stuff and restructuring things, opening doors. For your glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, 251 is asleep. Let's go back down here to 334-590. 334-590. Father, we just ask that you orchestrate, move, and prevent opposition. Prevent opposition. In Jesus' name, give them rest, give them peace. They're asleep too. All right. Okay, let's go here. Let's see, is she coming back? All right, Lisa,
okay,
can
I had
you
to like can you hear me? I had to rebuke the enemy. That's what happened yesterday, too. Like, the phone just shut off, and then when I tried to call back in, it wasn't working, and I was like, okay, enough. The warfare that I'm dealing with is real, real strong, so that's what you were seeing. Praise God, because he's given us weapons of warfare. So,
yes, he has.
After I got prayer, I went, you know, after I got some prayer and everything, and just, you know, pressed in into the Lord, which I always do. However, it was overwhelming, the warfare that I was dealing with. And, now I have clarity, you know, like, I just feel like I just got to really, really, you know, stay in that place with God, that secret place, and that
right.
as well. Because what's happening is I was getting physically attacked as well, infirmity,
wow.
and then just a lot of strife and dissension. And so it was really throwing me off. I was getting weary, and to the point that I thought I was having a heart attack the other day. I was like,
oh, wow.
ready
oh my
to
gosh.
Call.
You remember what I said? I was saying, you know, as I was praying, you remember what I said? The Lord said, don't get involved. Go back to that place.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
That you were picking up. Yeah. So, and then when you were talking about your situation earlier, it's like, yes, God hears me, because the enemy was, like, trying to, like, torment me with my, when I get physically affected, that's when it messes
mm-hmm.
with me, because you know you literally feel like I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago. It was my birthday. I ended up being in the hospital. Like,
oh
I
my
was,
goodness!
Like, I was really being attacked, and then I was like, God, you know, I was like, what's going on? Like, I was crying out, coming against with the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and. Like, I wasn't having it. And then I recognized, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I felt like this despair feeling. And, like, you know, just it was messing with me. And then I was like, I didn't have the strength to pray or praise God and pray in tongues and stuff like I was so weak. I was so sick. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this going to take me out? And then, like I said, the other day, I felt like I was having a heart attack, like all the symptoms, like, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I can't drive to the hospital. So am I going to have to call the ambulance, you know? So I was just like going through that. So I think that's what you were seeing, the whirlwind, because in my family, I'm the one who's walking in the spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit and everything. And so it's like all this resistance. And, you know, it's just been a lot. But like I said, I'm better now. God got me. When you were talking about, you know, the AC and all that and how you were saying, like you were crying out to God and he heard you. What a blessing and a word. And then when you were talking to Sister Barbara, I was just like, yeah, because I dealt with that too. Jealousy, envy, like when you're talking about they don't like the God in you, like we're coming to minister. We're coming, you know, as watch for our family bloodline breakers, okay? You know, to break these generational curses, like familiar spirits and strongholds and things that I'm free from now. Hallelujah, right?
Glory.
However, they're not. Yeah. And it seems like it perplexes me. Like, why don't you want to be free? Like, you know, I don't know. Like, to me, you're going to serve God. You're going to serve. Like, there's going to be fruit, you know? The power of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Like, what's the purpose?
Yes.
Like, to me, like, you're just going to go through the motions, religiosity, churchianity. I'm not doing that, you know, because I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. He's good. Like, you know.
Yes.
You know, that essence and just that fellowship, you know. So that's what you've seen, but God. So I was encouraged because I'm just like, okay, God, I'm in this whirlwind. I can't react. I can't. I'm just going to rest in you. Like, what did Jesus do? He slept in the storm, right?
Right.
He rebuked the wind and he said, peace be still.
Yeah, you got instruction. Don't get in that. You know, there's nothing you need to find that place and just rest in God. And don't intervene in that storm. Just let it work. It will work its way out. But you stay in the place that God has placed you in safety, you know. Wow, that's awesome. I mean, wow. Yeah, I just saw, and I just felt a need to tell you, do not try to intervene in that storm. Excuse me.
Well,
and then you say, feeling attacked.
Maybe the Lord, I can't, you know, I'm not God. I can't fix people. Like, I do walk in deliverance, but, you know, your family's different. You know, you know what I mean? Like, there's only so much you can,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they have to be compliant, surrender.
Yes.
So I think what the Lord was telling me through you, which is a good instruction, not to address it. Because I was, like, ready about to have a family meeting, like my, you know, the elders of my family, my aunties and my mother and my son and my cousins to be like, yo, this is what's up as far as the familiar spirit. But I don't think the Lord doesn't want me to speak on it. I guess he just wants me to stay in intercession and rest because, like, that thing was strong trying to take me out, man.
That's what I sensed.
Like, it was,
don't bother that. That's what I was sensing. Don't try to intervene. Are they so... Well, you know, and you have to realize, even if people confess, you know, having a relationship with the Lord, a lot of people just aren't at the level of understanding where you're coming from. And they take it as an offense. You know, and I don't know where they are.
You're talking the truth. Yes, you are speaking, like, okay, prophesy, go ahead, because you're speaking the truth from the spirit. So it's like spirit of counsel is operating, because I know this. And then it's like, okay, thank you for reminding me, you know, speak one to me. That was like my plan. I was like, okay, this is enough. Like, they got to know what's up. Like, come on now. It's the spirit. God gave me so much revelation, though. It's so amazing. Like, it's the spirit of witchcraft, but it's operating through domination, okay. control, manipulation, rebellion, mm-hmm. the works mm-hmm. of the flesh, mm-hmm. Deception. And one of the things that I have a real problem with, and I'm trying to figure out why I'm so like, I can't stand any of that stuff. Like, I can't stand dishonesty,
yeah.
deception. Well, like, when people walk in that because that's what works for them, because, the revelation is, like, when you're love-starved, you never, had a true encounter with the Father's love, you know, or Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. like, love, like, that baptism of love and your identity in Christ. And that happened with me through inner healing and deliverance. Right? It was a process. They never experienced that. Right? So their way of love is like manipulation, attention seeking, domination, control.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like that whirlwind that you've seen, it's like a lot of like discombobulation behavior. Like, you know, when people have, God forbid, like the onset of dementia or on Alzheimer's, you know, how it gets this all craziness, like, you know, or you ever heard of gaslighting when they like say anything?
Yeah. Well, I was about to say the narcissist spirit, the spirit of a narcissist.
Yeah, so that's what I'm dealing with in different levels, right? And it's in the bloodline and everything. He paid it all. Jesus paid the price, you know? And so I want them free more than they want it for themselves. However, my question to God, to Abba, it's like, okay, Father, I have to honor my family. I have to honor, especially my mother right now. She's not well. How do I honor and caregive without succumbing to that? I'm providing because, like,
I went through that. And so I was doing something going in this class on Clubhouse where this lady is teaching on different things. And one of the things that she's been teaching on recently was the narcissist. And, you know, I realized in that my mom, you know, had the characteristics of that. And, you know, the things she was saying were the things that I had done without even knowing what you were supposed to do with this type of personality or spirit. And basically, with that type of spirit, basically, I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, as I was growing up, well, I was fine when I was a little child, and, you know, she was fine with me. It was when I began to get older and acquire my own friends and things like that. So this controlling personality just evolved where, you know, it was just like a hatred of me having friendships with other people besides her.
And joy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and, like,
and so,
also, what about
yeah.
Can I ask you a question real quick, not to cut you off, but, like, what about your relationship with God? As you started growing with God, was that a problem? Like,
that
instead of, you know,
problem.
The family.
That was a real problem.
That's what I'm doing.
That was a,
God.
That was a real problem.
So weird.
And it was basically, how dare you tell me about God? I knew God before you were born. You don't tell me how to pray, or you don't tell me anything about God. But see, how I dealt with it, Lisa, was, as I grew older and I became more confident in my relationship and secure in my relationship with God, you know, God would just instruct me on how to deal with her. And so that's exactly, I gave a testimony on Clubhouse the other day about how God dealt with the situation. I mean, I remember, you know, growing, like I say, when I was small, there was no issue. It was when I got to be about 12 or 13 and having friends, and she really didn't have, like, she did have some friends, but they didn't know who they were really friends with. You know, and I loved mm-hmm. my mom, but it was like I could never please her, and I just remembered, you know, mm-hmm. growing up as a teenager, buying her gifts because I always had a little job, you know, after school or something, and I'd buy gifts, and she would say, I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't want this gift. You know, and it was so insulting. And, you know, it was nothing I could ever do to please her. But I learned how, as I grew older, to just, like, just bow gracefully. If my mom would call me, like, as after I became an adult, was married, had children, and my mom was going through one of her tantrums, and she would call in, and, you know, I, you know, God told me what to do. I mean, I wasn't being disrespectful, but he told me what to do, how to keep my peace, how to keep my sanity, how to keep my relationship strong with him. It was like she called and she was like in a rage or about something or began to just have conversations that were demeaning. I would simply say, Mom, you know, we'll have to talk later when you are able to treat me in a manner that I feel like I deserve some respect to. And I would say, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I'm going to disconnect the call, okay? And I did that. And after she realized that I would do that to her, she changed. She knew not to, you know, little by little. And then my mom, she actually lived to be 97. So she had Alzheimer's. Mm. I don't really think it was. I think she had a stroke or something and little pin strokes, and it affected her speech and other things. And so I moved her here with me. She lived to be 97. And but she was in a home, which was really good for her because five of my ex-husband's cousins took care of her. So it was like a family, this little small town. Everybody's family went there, and everybody took care of each other's family members. So it was the ideal place for her. And so I would go and visit her, and toward the end of her life, she could not talk. And so I was able to, my brother had swindled her out of some property that was supposed to go to me, and she had kind of gone along with it, but I think she wasn't really thinking clearly. And she would never let me tell her anything or receive anything from me. But God so positioned her that in the last years of her life, she could no longer talk. So she could only listen to me. So I would go in the room, and I would talk to her, and I'd tell her, I love you, and this happened, and this happened. And she couldn't say a word. She had to listen. And it was so funny because after I told her about what my brother did, I could see it hurt her, and her eyes welled up with tears, and I knew that she understood what I was saying, but it was almost like God said, I'm healing the relationship. I'm healing the relationship. The love on her, being abused by her saying all kinds of stuff, and I could love on her and tell her how much I loved her. She couldn't do nothing but lay there and receive it, and then I could tell from her eyes she was loving me. So God healed the relationship while, you know, on her deathbed or the years that right before she died, because he shut it down. He loved her just as much as he loved me. He wanted her to go to heaven as much as he wants me to go to heaven. But so he saved her by shutting her down and letting her, I believe he dealt with her those last few years of her life, and she went home peacefully to be with the Lord. So sometimes, Lisa, we just have to, you know, like with me, I wasn't being disrespectful, but I was letting her know, if you want to talk to me, you will talk to me in this manner, otherwise the conversation will not continue. And I would just politely say, Mom, I have to go because you're not talking to me in a respectful manner, and I'll respect you, but I also want respect too, and I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye. And that's how I handle it. And she kind of got the clue. You know?
Wow. Yeah.
And the healing came. God did the healing.
Yeah.
You know? He had to shut her down.
Yeah.
But if that's what it took to get her, you know, to the other side, you know, where he didn't see, then that's what he did.
Yeah. So with me, it's a little different. So
I'm
dealing
to tell
with,
you to get out of it. Don't get into any kind of friction. You know.
Yeah.
Say what you have to say.
Yeah, I won't. What happens with me though is different. It's a little different. Like, I don't get into it. It's very passive, aggressive, manipulative. It's like the and it's like, it's like attention seeking, draining. Like it's always like, it's that kind of thing that I'm dealing with. And I'm like, I serve, you know what I mean? Like, because I look at it like I'm serving on, you know, honor, and I'm Hispanic. So like in our culture, you have to take, you know, like we don't play, you know, I need a little bit more balance because I think I'm overdoing it. Which I don't think God is calling me to give in to that nonsense. Like, you know, like he told you, shut it down. I just don't know how to do that because it's like dealing with like very weirdo type behavior, like very.
Well, I dealt with that kind of behavior too. She did that as well, but I just gradually faded out of the picture, and she realized, well, wow, I guess, you know, she was connecting the dots. I mean, I dealt with that kind of manipulative behavior, playing people against each other, all kinds of stuff.
The,
I dealt
the deception.
With all of that. But one thing I did, I could say that really helped me is that my aunts were nothing like her. And I would call my aunt and we would be on the phone for hours and she would just tell me. She, you know, they would just say, you know, well, we've had to live with her all our lives. So, you know, I guess you had to have your part too. So I had some release. I could talk to them about her. But I know exactly what you're talking about because I went through that. But I would just, you know, I would just shut it down. I would just gracefully bow out. You know, that's what I would do. I would disconnect. You know, you have that right to disconnect, Lisa.
Well, I'm actually the caregiver right now, so I don't know how to disconnect. Because I feel like
I understand that. Yeah, that's hard.
You know, give me the,
that's real hard.
I was asking God, if this is my assignment, then I need to be equipped. You know, he gives us grace for our assignments, you know. And so I was getting confused because one of the scriptures that I got a couple years back, which I still don't understand it because it was a couple different scriptures, and I was like, okay, what are you saying, Holy Spirit? You know, let the dead bury the dead. And when you were talking to Andy, I did that before. Like what the Lord called me when you were talking to Angie about when you help usher people into the kingdom, is like a spiritual midwife. You know how like you know a midwife for birth into the earth, but he was showing me it's like a spiritual midwife to when they transition. So
well, maybe
I
that's
was
what
using
I was
that.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm going to just, I mean, I can't rack my brain. Didn't he say, don't, you know, I'm not going to rack my brain because I can't. And I'm kind of feeling right now, but I'm going to just, you know, let the Lord, like he said, through the word tonight, through the word of prayer, the prophetic word of prayer about it'll work itself out. Like, I'm going to just trust him. I'm out of that. Like, I was in it, girl. I was in it. Like, what I'm telling you was I was physically feeling ill, like, physically. And
yeah,
so
I just felt a warning for you to stay out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strong.
And then
witchcraft,
when you say you were sick, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was, I was vomiting up bile, okay, for,
oh my gosh.
It felt like something grabbed my back, like a literal something grabbed the tip of my back. I was like, that, and then it felt like something was mangling my guts and it was not letting up, and I was praying and I was like, oh my God, like I need to like reach out to somebody because it was like such a strong attack. And then I was in the hospital for 2 days, and they don't even know like what that was. And then like I said, then I was feeling like I was having a heart attack then this past week. So it's like very strong in our family bloodline. The great grandfather was a santero, which is like a witch doctor. So like I know God has given me what's in the blood. I've been, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I've been, you know, delivered, cleansed, set free, redeemed, hallelujah. I walk in the blessing, but the rest of the family doesn't. They're still under those generational bondages because what people don't understand is like our ancestors, some of our ancestors, they made covenants, contracts. They made, you know, the demonic altar. And I'm not talking about salvation because saved by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. It's just, to me, this is my belief. That you can be saved, like you're saved because of grace, but then there's still stuff, you know, like dealing with generational curses or bondages. And in my case,
I understand.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would even, you know, if you're interested in some information about, I have some prayers. I've been going through, I don't know if you're familiar with this app, Clubhouse. Yeah, it's something that I didn't know anything about. And then a friend of mine, she told me about this woman who's, you know, teaching in Clubhouse on what you're talking about right now. And so I started going, and she gives I have a lot of prayers. I have a whole folder full of prayers, and a lot of them are dealing with exactly what you are talking about. She does a bloodline cleansing sessions with that. Mm-hmm. It's called the Court of Heaven, but it's more involved than just that. She's talking about things that you're talking about right now. She does sessions where they last a week on that one subject. And so I've been going since like the end of February. Basically, she's on Monday through Thursdays for at least 2 or 3 hours a day most of the time. And all this information that you're talking about, this is what I've gotten information and prayers on how to do the bloodline cleansing. She does that in sessions privately with you, but you have prayers that you can pray for yourself. And so if you want to text in your email, I can send you some information.
Well, you have my number. Last year we were supposed to put your people from Northam.
But I couldn't get it.
I was in Bucks County.
Oh, you mean this number here? Okay. All right. I'll take it down. Because I know you gave your number before. Yeah, and I tried to reach you, and I wasn't able to.
Because the other.
Okay, I might be able to tomorrow try to get you some information. But, yes, this is exactly what she is teaching on. And there are prayers that that we've been praying concerning generational curses, bloodline cleansing, all of this dealing with the narcissist spirit, people, the Leviathans, you know, Jezebel, all of these things. The Hydra spirit.
Okay.
All of those things.
We're on that same
thing. Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
So
thank you. Jesus, I'm so glad. Oh, thank you guys for PGN. Thank you. For our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Let me just pray over you before you go. Father, we just thank you for Lisa. And we thank you, Lord, that you're giving her the stamina and the endurance that she will won't miss a beat, God, but she will stay in her place in you. She will not move without you directing her and showing her exactly what to do. And let her rest in you, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for the information, Lord, that's been released concerning not to intervene in these things. Mm. And now, Lord, we just give you glory and honor for revealing these things. I just felt, Lord, say it was necessary. It's necessary that you really grab hold of what's said and do not intervene, you know. So we just thank you, Lord, for this. And
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and thank you for the word of instruction, because now I know not what to do, so I'm just going to wait on him. I have a question. If you if you have any input, so with this intercession, when it affects my body, that's why I want to get some more insight on that from teaching, you know, from teachers to people who are strong intercessors that they actually get the identification in their bodies. And, like, you know, the world calls it empath. That's what the world calls it, right? And in the empath, you know, it's not New Age, all that, you know, I'm not going to, whatever, they speak on what happens, like what happens to certain ones of us. Like, they'll call us highly sensitive people, whatever, to feel things so strongly, right? Like, what was happening with me this past couple of weeks, like, my breath was taken away, like, I was like feeling like I was being suffocated just from certain, I'm not even going to say it really, but just from certain people talking, like rambling, like in the morning, I'm trying to worship, you know, the devotion, keeping myself in the word of God. And then when people, you know, like I said, I'm caregiving, so I'm having to do this, do that, run here, go to the doctors, this and that, just the talking, like the incessant rambling of nonsense, and like, a lot of it is like not even real, or it's like nonsense. It was making me like, I couldn't breathe. Like I was feeling like I was going to pass out. Yeah, right. They're spirits. I know that. And I was just like, spirits. But why? I was like, God, what do I have in common? What's the open door? How is this being able to affect me like this physically? You know, I guess
it's
because
blood,
of the bloodline stuff.
It's bloodline.
Yeah, the bloodline stuff.
So that's what she teaches on a lot about how it's not something a lot of times that we've done. This is in the blood. This is in the bloodline.
And the Lord has
encouraged me to do since I was listening to some of these teachings. I'm starting, like what Prophet Randy does, I'm starting to take communion daily. I had started and I was like, oh, I'm just doing this because, you know. And then the Lord gave me confirmation like one day, like three or four times in like one day about confirmation concerning communion. I was reading something would come up about communion. I'd read something else or I'd go and I'd hear something about communion. So take communion daily because when you think about the bloodline, what is that we receive our healing through? The blood of Jesus.
Yes, thank you. That's another instruction. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much. Like, these are things that I know, but you know how, like, when you're under all that warfare, it's like, duh, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, okay, so there we go. Two nuggets. Don't do anything but take communion.
And take communion.
Here we go, because
it's representing, and you're actively saying, we're talking about taking of his blood. What does his blood do? It covers everything. It's for everything. Everything that he died for on the cross, every sin, everything that we are experiencing here, he died for, and it was his blood that was shed. So that's why the Lord, you know, I was like, oh, do I need? And then, yeah, he confirmed, start taking communion daily. Yes.
Hallelujah, chica. Guess what? I just got an insight. See how when the two prophetics come together, hallelujah, thank you for sisterhood. Thank you for PGN. Thank you for PGN, yo, because, like, oh, man, I just got an insight. The reason why I'm not supposed to say anything, duh, they're not free, and there's monitoring spirits. So if you speak, they gather that information, and they use it against you. You know what I mean? The monitoring spirits and the blood. The
spirits.
I think, so I'm not going to say, oh, thank you. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God gave me all this insight. Maybe I'll talk to you another time, like off the air, whatever you, and he gave me this insight
prayers, and I'll reach out to you and get those to you and give you a little bit more information about the classes that she's doing. She won't be back until August 10th, I think after August 10th. So, it's so amazing that you're talking about that because this is basically what, and I think that, you know, God we're in a season where God is wanting us to understand at a different level what is going on, and he's going to give us specific instructions on how to deal with it. And I had no idea I would be studying or doing this kind of stuff. It started like in January, and I was watching something, and this man was talking about, you know, the courts of heaven, this book and everything, and it was like immediately I thought, oh, I need to find out more about that. And then I talked to this friend of mine, and she was going to these classes that I'm talking about right now, and she said, oh, it's so interesting you brought that up. I mean, it was like the next day or two, and she says, and I had never heard anything really too much about it. I heard a little bit. And she says, there's a lady on Clubhouse. I'm like, what is Clubhouse? And she's like, she's teaching on these things concerning the court of heaven. But see, she takes it to a whole nother level. She talks about what we're talking about as well, the bloodline cleansing. She names all the different spirits. She talks about the different times of day for prayer, like what hours mean what. Mm-hmm. What are you praying in? Yeah. Like from midnight to like 3 a.m. is, of course, the time when, you know, witches and warlocks and sacrifices are being made, and how, you know, what to take, you know, and you know that time period, and she breaks them all down. I mean, it's so informational. It's so much information that, you know, we don't get in the church. But, you know, I just thank God that I was able to access this and to share it with other people, because it's something that people don't really know anything about. But it's God's word, and he wants us to be wise. He wants us to have knowledge.
Yes.
My people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And so we got to get this knowledge. So, yeah, I'll be more than happy to share it with you and let you know about, you know, how to access and send you some of these prayers that, you know, to ward off these different spirits that are, they're real. They're real. Don't think they're not.
Yeah.
They are real.
Yeah, because it's in the genomes or the genetic codes of our bloodline. So, so that's another part, like, that I was hearing some teaching on that, but they didn't get deep. They gave, like, the technical, scientific words and information behind it, which I appreciate, but I just want the solution sometimes. Like, okay, I believe you. What now what we do? What do we do next? You know what I mean?
All right, well, Lisa, I'm glad
thank you so much. Got it. It's 610-427.
I got it.
That's
the
last four
digits.
Okay.
All
God
right, girl.
Bless you. Thank you, Father, for this Angela Joy, Father God, and she has to get up early in the morning. So I thank you, Father God, for just multiplying her sleep, her rest, Father God, that
thank
you poured
Lord.
Out tonight, and that you just restore, Lord God, everything she's given out, Father God. I just thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God, that you got her AC working, and Lord God, everything that she has
Jesus.
That she needs or wants, Father God, I just pray, Father God, in agreement that your will be done in her life, Father God, overflow in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'll be checking with you soon. God bless.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
All right, enjoy. All right, bye. I mean, God is amazing. He wants us to walk in a knowledge of, you know, of what we're dealing with. I mean, just not kind of feeling our way through, but knowing what we're dealing with. Hallelujah. Let's go here. I think this is Sarah 251-229.
Yes, hello, woman of God. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. It's been a while. How are you?
Hey, it's been a while.
Glory. Well, let me pray for you.
Glory.
Yeah, I think, was your number the number I was trying to get earlier and I couldn't get anybody? I think it was.
It probably was. It probably was because I was having some difficulties, but I'm thanking the Lord I was able to get back on.
Yeah. Are you still in, where are you now? Are you in Alabama?
Yes, I am. I'm in Spanish Fort, Alabama.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, let's pray. All right, well, Father, we just thank you tonight for Sarah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I hear the word preservation, preserving you, preserving some things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, for even intervention into some things and preserving you to access some things. I don't know what it is you're dealing with, but it's almost like God is wanting you to be encouraged to know that no matter what it is that you're dealing with, he is going to preserve you. He's going to allow you to persevere. He's going to allow you to access whatever it is you need access in this season. And there are some stresses and there are some things that are seeming to be difficult. But God wants to know that everything that he's put in you has prepared you for this season that you're in right now. So he wants you not to lose heart. He wants you to press in, and he wants you to persevere, and he wants you to trust him like you've never trusted him before, because there is some good stuff at the end. There's some good stuff on the other side. But the enemy, see, I am hearing again distractions. So, Father God, we just thank you for Sarah tonight. We thank you, Lord, for causing her to walk in a way that would get the enemy confused when he thinks she needs to be, you know, kind of like responding or reacting, I will say, to certain situations in a way that he's set up to try to maybe push a couple buttons. You are giving her instructions. Don't pay it any attention. Keep your eyes on me. And know that I am God and that he has put everything in you to push on through to access whatever it is he's got for you. So we thank you for that tonight. We thank you for Sarah pressing in tonight. Hallelujah. That's a sign right there, Sarah. You know how you persevered. You came back when the enemy was trying to block you. You came back. And God is saying, I believe to you, that's the mindset. That's the attitude that you are to keep in this season. Just what you did tonight. Press in. Persevere. Don't be blocked. Don't be stopped. Don't be distracted. Focus on him and let him move the things that need to be moved, because he will when he sees you pressing in, just like I had to press in because I was determined to get what God had for me. I mean, I was feeling some kind of way. The enemy was like, oh, yeah, look at your God. Was he going to let you just sit here and just burn up? But I persevered, and I trusted God,
Amen.
And God moved in. So God says, you are to do the
Woo.
Same. He wants you to have what it is he's got for you. Don't be distracted. Persevere in this season. It's very, very, very important. And as even the situation that happened tonight with the phone, it's like God says, use that as a strategy. That when something comes to try to move or block or stop, you press on in. You keep on at it. You keep on at it. It doesn't matter if you have to keep at it over and over again. You're going to break. You're going to get your breakthrough from pressing through. So, Lord, we thank you, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord. Ooh, I mean, that's a right on time word.
Well,
that's,
it was almost like I said to tell you that what you went through is for how do you say it? Like when you go through something, it's like your senses are all involved, so that helps you to remember it even more than if you just said somebody told you about it. When you go through something like what you went through tonight as an example, pressing through to get on, so that it took the involvement of I've got to do this, your senses of actually calling back in, doing this, that sticks with you than somebody just reading something on instructions on how to do something. It's almost like it was a setup so that God could have you to focus back on how you have to press through to get through to what he has for you. God, we just thank God for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, for
Amen.
That. Right on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
So
thank you,
on,
Jesus.
Sarah?
Well, that's a right on time word from straight from the throne of the Lord. I was just dealing with some things concerning my daughter, and you know, just pushing. We're just gonna have to push a little bit. She's doing this nursing thing, but she needs a little extra push and to be perseverance to try to stay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to finish it. It's going to be okay. I've got that faith to make it through. And that's her situation. Then another one concerning me is that things, different distractions, like the Lord gave you to say as his spiritual mouthpiece, was just getting in the way of my trying to do things. I've got to get things, you know, I'm getting ready to, I took some time off because of something physical. Now I'm going back to it. You've got to persevere to be strong in the Lord, to have that strength and to go to that next level in the Lord. So
Amen.
It's like when, the adversary, which is the enemy, he knows what you're trying to do and things of that nature. For example, on tonight, he wants to get in the way, push things in the way. And you've got to... No, I'm going to stay on course with the Lord. So get out of the way. Get out of
Amen.
The way.
Amen. Yeah, and it's about he wants you to lose focus on what you're supposed to be doing. You know, that's what distractions are for.
Amen. He wants you to lose focus. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, Sarah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a whole point of it is, yeah, get you distracted so that you can't push through.
Yeah, I mean, and then he has something where he tries to, they say, give no place to the enemy, because if you give him a little bit, he'll take a foothold and try to distract you in every way possible. And so on tonight, I'm thankful to the Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah, that I was able to stretch, pull in and say no matter how you try to block everything, that I'm going to get the word of the Lord and take it and run with his word instead of letting you distract me. And I'm thankful to the Lord for the word on tonight, because it's all real. It's Jesus, and Jesus had me to get in on tonight and tell the enemy, no. You go back.
Amen.
While I come
Amen.
In.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, you know, it's almost like, well, you know, like the word says, whatever the enemy is trying to do, whatever he's doing, it's going to work out for your good. So it's like, okay, thank you, enemy, for helping solidify this word with Sarah tonight by messing with her, by being involved with trying to interrupt and intercept the connection. So because you did that, it's even more embedded in her mind and in her psyche as far as how she needs to proceed in this season. So you just solidify how she's supposed to operate by pressing through, by not giving
mm-hmm.
up. Because
mm-hmm.
she got through in spite of any sort of distraction or blockages that you were trying to throw up. But because she had a mind that was made up that she was getting through, what happened? She got through. So it's almost like what you tried to do to throw her off, God's using to show her how she needs to strategize in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to
yes.
God. That's
Glory.
The strategy. It's almost like I'm going to give her an example. What better way to learn something is to have an example or the experience of going through it. Ah, glory be to God. So you had the experience of going through and prevailing to the other side. So God saying, what you use tonight is what you got to use in this season. Hallelujah. To press on in, to get on through, and get what I've got for you. Glory be to God.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Amen. That's awesome. You know what? We serve a wonderful God, a mighty God. Guess what? When we follow him and we just lean not to our own understanding, God has stuff that he wants to reveal to us. You know, and we're only going to get it when we stay on the line the way that he's telling us to do it. Yeah, because you're going to give it up and go on to bed.
I know it. And then I was like, this has been I really want to tell you the truth. I was just, I am determined to get in. And I was
Amen.
Doing all kinds of things. And I was like, Lord. I was like, Lord, what is going on with me? Well, I'm just pressing.
And look at God, how he just used this as an example of what you're going to do in this season and how the victory is going to be won, because you were pressing, you were persevering, you kept going when the distractions and the roadblocks and everything else were being thrown up at you, and how you made it on over in spite of, glory be to God, in spite of the opposition, in spite of what we think might be delayed, in spite of the blockages, we persevered, and we went on through, because on the other
yes.
side is where our blessing is. The enemy doesn't want
yeah.
us to have. So you lived out an example tonight on how God wants you to operate in this season.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, nothing's better than experience as being the best teacher. Yeah.
And that's what happened. I kept going through. I'm getting in there no matter what. I'm going to keep, you know. And so the Lord had a message on tonight.
Amen. I'm telling you. Wow, guys. We serve an awesome God. I mean,
Amen.
Just amazing. Amen. Yes. So is there anything else you wanted prayer for? I think you kind of may have gotten everything you were, like, pressing in for.
Yes, I have, and I'm thankful. I tell you, I'm so thankful. It was great getting back in contact with you, and I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, I thought about you. And I never really get to listen to the broadcast really anymore because, you know, the hours that I work, you know, I work from like 3 p.m. until like midnight and Monday through Thursday. And then Saturdays I work from like 4 till 1 a.m. So I never really, you know, get to hear the shows during the week too much. I might kind of come in a little bit later if, you know, like if I get off at midnight, Prophet Randy sometimes is still on. Sometimes I'll get to hear the last end of it. But as far as really hearing what he's even really talking about in the season, I don't really get to even hear that. So, but anyway, that's why, you know, I said I told him I'd do the month of July. And I'd forgotten that July had 31 days and that Sunday was the 31st. So I was like, okay, you know, so he texted me. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. But it's just such a blessing because I never know what God's going to do. So it's like so exciting to me because, you know, most of the time I don't really know what he wants me to say. So usually right before I get on, God drops something in my spirit that he wants me to share. And then it usually, you know, lines up to what people are going through and what they need to hear. Because I don't know what you need to hear, but God knows what you need to hear. And so I'm pulling on him and I'm stepping out of the way and I'm saying, hey, God, these are your people. What do you got to say to them? You know, I just want to be the mouthpiece. I don't have anything that I need to say to them that's more important than what you need to say to them. So what do you got to say to your people tonight? So praise God, Sarah. I'm so glad you were able to push on in.
Yes, it's like, Lord, may you increase while I decrease and take over the phone lines for me. And he does exactly
Amen.
That through you.
Amen. I'm so honored that he thinks that I'm a worthy vessel to be used because we're in a season where, I mean, there are some vessels that, you know, I thought were strong and they're falling by the wayside. So God is raising up an army of people in this day that are the unknown, the unheard of, the nobody, you know, the ragtag gang, you know, that used to hang out with David or who hung out with some of these other warriors like Gideon that were unknown, but they helped get the war taken care of. They did their business. They had their armor. They were ready. So that's what I want to be. Just I'm an unknown, but I'm known by God. Hallelujah.
That's beautiful. That is just that is the way to put it. That is the way God wants you to put it, to be on point, on God, on guard for the Lord. And that is, that's beautiful. So I'm thankful to the Lord for you tonight.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Sarah, because you know what? You know, I don't really have anything to offer except for what he gives me, you know, and that's the place I always want to be. I always want to stay in that place, you know. That's why in some different arenas, you know, I kind of just take the back seat because if it's not something that God is specifically saying to me to say, I don't really need to say it, you know. And I know who I am, and I know that sometimes I say things that, you know, I'll say them, and I know it's not God, so I need to shut up, you know. So I want God to speak because when he speaks, I know there's a purpose and there's a reason behind it and that there's something he wants accomplished because of it. So you know, I'm just, you know, hey, this is who, there's a song out. Isn't there a song that says something, I'm just a nobody trying to tell
everybody. Trying to tell
everybody.
Somebody.
That's
everybody,
right.
Yeah.
About, yeah, about him, you know. That's what I want to do. That's who I want to be. So, amen.
Amen. And I'm thankful to the Lord for your humble heart, because that's who God wants to use in this hour, people that are humble, that are ready for him, that are ready for his use, for the master's use.
Amen. 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 Well, I'm glad that this was an encouraging word for you. And just remember, this too shall pass. Why? Because it came to pass. And you just press on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you, sister.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And I, you know, and it's been, and I'm not going to say that, you know, I get on here and, you know, I was thinking about my air conditioning situation, how God cleared that up. And, you know, there are other things that are going on. But when you see God work one thing out, you know that he's capable of working them all out if we just position ourselves by faith. And, you know, just like that took place, you know, because I'm telling you, I was feeling kind of like, what is going on? And within, as soon as I released out of my mouth, like the heart, it was more my heart crying out to God, to show yourself mighty. Go ahead, God. You know, I'm here. I'm your daughter. Show yourself mighty in this situation. Show up for me. Show up for me. And he showed up as soon as I released the word out of my mouth. And so I know God was showing me, release the word out of your mouth that's filled with faith and expectation, and I'll show up. I'll show up for you in every situation. You know, when I come on here, it's these, me speaking to you, Sarah, and to all whoever comes on, it's just as encouraging to me as it is to you. Because it helps build my faith. Just to see God speaking to you. Then I know if he's speaking to you through me, he's speaking to me. You know?
Amen.
So
glory.
I just get blessed. Glory, you know, I just get blessed because you all are getting blessed. Praise God. You know, I'm blessed because you all are getting blessed. So, amen.
You're a willing vessel for the Lord, and that's the best. That you're a willing vessel for the Lord. And keep on moving in his word.
Thank you so much. Amen. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to talk to you tonight, and keep moving. And we're looking forward to all the good things that are up the road and the testimonies that you're going to have that you're going to share with us on here. Amen. So I'm grateful I'm able to. And like I said, the reason I come on too at when I did all month is because I never really get to really be a part of the shows anymore and listen. So this is my time to be a part of what God is doing in the earth with PGN. All right. Well, you stay blessed and hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay. Stay blessed and hope to talk to you again soon. And may the Lord bless you again.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. And I look forward to talking to you later, okay? Have a good one.
Okay.
And press on.
You too. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, good night.
Good night.
Amen, amen. And let's see, I don't know. Let's see, I got to look through my numbers, guys, because I've gotten it all mixed up here. But I think I haven't taken this call. So let me see. All right, let me press on. Let's see. I don't know. Y'all help me. I may have to, I got distracted. All right. 321-230. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, Angela. This is Fontalise from Florida.
I'm sorry. This is who? I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Fontalise.
Anjali? Fontalise. Okay. All right, hold on. Let me turn this volume up. I don't know what's going on here. All right, it's up. All right, look for you, Aunt Elise from Florida. All right. Write down the number. I'm going to get off of here in a little bit, guys. I got to get up. I think I've got everybody now. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord, for Aunt Elise from Florida. And, praise you, Jesus. All right, so I just saw like a water book. And I saw, you know, it's not, it's peaceful, but then it's not, it's moving. And I see you, you're like, you're near the water brook. And praise God, I hear refreshing. Thank you, Lord. And it's like you're taking notice of this. And it's a longing to just like stay in this place that God has you're coming into this season of refreshing. And it's a yearning and it's a desire to access this refreshing that you need. But it's needed and there's a desire. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, as she presses in for her season of refreshing, her access to the water that she drinks that will cause her to never thirst again, this place of peace and tranquility and knowing that she's in the place that she needs to be in to access and receive all that God has because, you know, water represents also the Holy Spirit. And so I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit drawing her in like a drawing, like a pulling into this place to receive what God has in this season of refreshing. So Lord, we thank you for that. We speak it over her life. We thank you for the things that will come out of this refreshing. Because when you go through a season of refreshing, you're being renewed. You're being restored. You're being, you know, like water, you know, is very important even in the natural. It's so important that we have water because without water, you know, we dry up. And so in the spirit, without the refreshing, we dry up. And so God is calling you forth into a season where you're not dry, but you're being refreshed. And so Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that she will be able to tap into every aspect of her life that needs a refreshing from you. And, Lord, we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So what's going on?
A little of everything. A little everything. It just kind of seemed like it's just kind of been like all over the place. Just how I've been feeling my emotions. I don't know. And today was a bit of an emotional day, so I really did need that.
Well, it's like he's calling you. I just felt that. It's like he's calling you in this place to be refreshed. You know, eat of him, his word, the spirit, and be no more, you know, and that dryness, that lack of not being able to, you know, feel what he wants you to feel, his presence at the extent that he wants you to feel him. Because in that place of refreshing, you know, when you think about water and you think about a desert, you know, a desert don't really get water, but if a dry place, you know, gets water and it hasn't had that water and there's no refreshing, things are dead and dry and die, and they die. But when the refreshing comes new life. Things begin to come forth. Things begin to bloom. Things begin to blossom. Things come alive. And so God wants some things to come alive with, And that's why he's calling you to this season of refreshing, so that you can know that there are things that are still alive that you thought were dead. Glory be to God. It will come out of this season. Those things that you thought were finished, that you desired to live, that were not living. But once they're refreshed by the Holy Spirit and the water of the Holy Ghost, a refreshing, a renewing, new life, new growth, transitioning to a whole new season of life, of the living. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
for the refreshing. And I just have to tell you is that as you go through your day, just begin to tell God, because if you believe this is what he's saying to you, you believe that he's a God who wants to do this, just go through your day saying, God, I just thank you for the refreshing. I just thank you for the new life. I thank you for the growth. I thank you for everything that's coming, that's budding, that's blooming, that's coming forth in new life because of this refreshing. So, you know, try to remember, like, to say it and just to acknowledge that God is doing it. He's doing it. And he wants you to release it. It's so important sometimes, especially when we're in a dry place, when we got stuff going on and just looks crazy, is to speak to that stuff and say, no, it's going to live. This is going to grow. This is going to bud. This is a new season. I will have these things manifest. They will come to pass. I'm not in a dry place. The water of the Holy Spirit is raining on my life. Speak some things out. Speak it out. Release it into the airways. Take authority over your environment. Don't let your environment take authority over you. You take authority over your environment. Don't be the victim of circumstance. Make the circumstance appear and come forth by the word, the released word of God. Don't let the circumstance take you. You take the circumstance by force with the name of Jesus, with the releasing of the word. My God, we're not laying back up in the season. We're coming forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not hanging out in the end. We're moving up to the front because we're going to speak the word over some stuff, and it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name, it's coming to pass. You tell the devil, I have heard from God, and I'm releasing the word of God because his word reigns over all, and it reigns over you. You don't come up and place yourself over God. Circumstances, you got to bow the knee. Enemy, you've got to bow the knee. Huh, my God, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So do you tend to be a little laid back with that?
He said, do I tend to be laid back with...
do you tend to be a little laid back as far as, you know, I mean, how aggressive are you in that area?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm laid back overall, so I don't...
Oh, okay. Well, then that's why this word is coming.
Overall, I am really, like, calm.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, you know, yeah, like, why has God forced me? Yeah. All right, girl, rise on up now. God is saying, come on up. Release what you know. Release it. Speak it. Expect it. Release it.
Amen.
And expect it. Speak it, release it, expect it. This is the season for you to do this. Didn't lay back too long. God says, it's now. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I just want to see some things. All right. You know, the word, there's a word, you know, word of God says, the violence, you know, we take it by force. The word of God, the spirit of God, the word in our mouth, that's like, violent against the kingdom of darkness. That violence against the kingdom of darkness. When we speak the word of God, that is violence against the kingdom of darkness. And how do we take it by force? By releasing the word out of our mouth. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts. takes it takes its place in its position. It moves stuff out of the way. That's how we get what we have to have from the Lord, what he wants us to have. The enemy doesn't want us to have it. You think he's going to let us just walk on into a territory and get what's ours? No. You have to be violent with the word and with the Spirit of God and take it by force. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a time to be laid back, but it's a time that we've got to step up and we've got to be violent in the Spirit and take it by force. And that's what God is telling you to do.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So what else is going on? Anything you wanted prayer for in particular?
Nothing in particular. I think you covered everything.
Okay.
I think
well,
you covered what I needed to get all that. I feel all of that in my spirit.
Okay. All right. Well, I just believe that as you begin to operate like that, I just believe some stuff is going to start to unfold for you. Because that's going to be kind of a new thing for you, a new strategy. And then you walk into that thing with an assurance and with faith that once you release it, you look for it to come to pass. You start looking for it. My God. How do you look for something? That means that every time that the Spirit of God speaks to you concerning something, you're on the lookout for it. Like, okay, well, where do I need to be? Where do I need to go? How do I need to position myself for this? You're asking God, what do I do now? Because you're in expectation of something happening. Hallelujah. Glory. All right. Okay,
amen.
Is there anything else?
No, nothing else. Thank you so much.
All right. You are so welcome. I'm so glad that you were able to call in tonight. And God is good. He's good. All right, Altalisha, you be blessed. And we look forward to talking to you later.
Yes, have a blessed week.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Good night. All right, guys. Nobody has their hand. Anybody else has their hand up. So I'm going to be able to go. I think I've got all those numbers. Let's see. If I haven't talked to you and you do want prayer, flash your hand. I don't think I've ever heard that before. But I think I got everybody. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, guys, it has been awesome tonight, and I look forward to praying with you guys at another time. You all tune in tomorrow for Prophetic Grace Network. Prophet Randy Chandler will be on at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, and he'll have a word, I'm sure, that you will want to hear here on PGN. So I'm signing off. This is Angela Joy. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing in the earth through this ministry. And we thank God for the platform that he's raised up by the obedience of Prophet Randy Chandler. So you all be blessed. Enjoy your week. And we will pray with you later. All right. Good night.